Monday, March 10, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Carl Barth. The sermon text is 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. The sermon theme is, Be a Good Remembrancer.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Portion of the lesson read before from 1 Timothy chapter 4, the 6th verse. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. In the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior and the Lord of the Church, dearly beloved, and especially you, Brother Feuerhahn, about to be installed. The RSV says, if thou put these instructions before the brethren. The King James says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things. And I have deliberately chosen the King James Version, even though it may not be the better translation. The verb means to lay down something. In this instance, instruction. However, you, as a member of the Department of Historical Theology, are to lay down instruction by putting your scholars in remembrance of the things that God has done for His church through the centuries. And so as you stand today, only an hour or so away from your first entry into the classroom in this place, the Spirit of God says to you through His Apostle Paul, be a good remembrancer. Those who call on others to remember are called remembrancers. And we pray that the Spirit who has caused these words to be written may also place His benediction upon the message. There's one word that Paul and Timothy, as pious Israelites, would know very well. It is the word remember. As God had remembered from earliest days His covenant and His people, so also He wanted them to remember Him, His works, and His ways. Quotations could be listed by the dozens. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thou shalt remember this day when ye went forth from Egypt. Remember what the Lord thy God did to Pharaoh. And when you get into the good land, beware lest thou forget. God, in fact, gave to them different helps for the memory. The Passover, the laying up of the manna, the fringes on the garments, the 12 stones from the River Jordan, all were to help them to remember. And what is it that Timothy specifically was called upon to help them remember? We could say, in general, the whole counsel of God, particularly the gospel of which we shall speak in a moment. But there are some very specific things mentioned right here around the text. Remember intercessions, prayers, giving of thanks for all men, especially for kings and those in authority. Women were to remember modesty and dress and the restrictions which God had placed upon their service to the church. The qualifications of bishops, deacons, wives. Warnings against false doctrine and seducing spirits were all things that Timothy was to help them remember. And what is it that you will be called upon to put down by way of instruction, putting the brethren in remembrance? We said before that it is to help them remember God's gracious dealings with His church through its history. And the emphasis is on what God is doing and what God has done. Whatever good or evil we find in the early church fathers, the reformers, those in the age of orthodoxy or of the Enlightenment, modern heroes and villains in the ecclesiastical scene, God works out His purposes in the church, even as He did for ancient Israel. And as our catalog points out, those who leave this place are not simply to have an appreciation or an understanding of the church's history, but also the skill to interpret that for today. It is not remembering for remembering's sake, but for the life and the work of the church today. And above all, Timothy and you are to help others remember the greatest event, past, present, or future, that God sent his only begotten Son to be our Savior. And that is the base of all the other remembering that is to be done. And see how it runs like a beautiful thread through this first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Chapter 2. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Chapter 3. Great is the mystery, without controversy, of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. What a blessed task. To put people in remembrance of this, without which there could be no church and no meaningful history. Be a good remembrancer, so that the fringes of our spiritual garments may have embroidered upon them the cross on which the Lord of glory bowed his head, bearing our sins, so that we might be saved eternally. We have so often forgotten, but God, thank God it is true, has not forgotten us. He has even for Jesus' sake inscribed our names into the book of life. But if that is a description of the task of a good remembrancer, see also its blessed results. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. What a noble title. Grateful as you are for different titles that you have had in almost 25 years of service in the church, preceptor, Cambridge scholar, now professor of theology. What is more meaningful than this simple, beautiful word, good minister of Jesus Christ? And the text goes on to say, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine. And there is cause and effect in that nourishing. Because you have been nourished in the words of the faith once delivered to the saints. Because you have been nourished in the good doctrine of which we ought not be ashamed. You are able to be a good remembrancer, a good minister of Jesus Christ. And as you nourish others, you are nourished anew, not only for your ministry, but for your personal spiritual life as well. Finally, the blessings which come through this remembrance are blessings that are also to be seen in the lives and ministries of these people for decades. They are to be nourished up in the words of the faith, the words that speak peace and comfort and joy and power in the crucified Savior. They are to be nourished up in the good doctrine, drawn as it is from Holy Scripture, the pure and clear fountain of Israel. Yes, may all of us, put in remembrance of the mercies of God, be good remembrancers, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.